Good morning. I'm sure all of you have heard about Moses, right? He was a pretty cool guy. He got to talk to God a couple times, and especially God gave him a special walking stick. That walking stick was a symbol of God's power. How many of you would like to be like Moses? Good. I've got a job for you then. I want both of you to, I want you all to hold both your hands high over your head. All of them, both hands high over your head. Kind of like somebody made a touchdown. All right. Okay, hold them up there. Keep them all high. You got to keep them up there. Okay, when Moses was leading the Israelites out of captivity, they came across a problem. There was a group called Amalekites, and they were kind of like bullies. And they were on their way over to beat up on the Israelites. Now, Moses told his general in charge of his army, told him to go out with a few of his men and stop them, send them away. Well, his general, it's Joshua, by the way, keep your hands up. Yep, got to keep your hands up. Moses told Joshua that when he meets the Amalekites, that Moses would stand up on a hilltop and he would hold his special walking stick high over his head with both hands. And when they see that, that's a sign that God's power will be with them and he will drive those bullies back out of there. So the day came and Joshua and his soldiers met up with the Amalekites. And sure enough, Moses was up on top of the mountain with his hands held high holding that staff. Just like you are, holding your hands up in the air. And you know, he was right. As long as his head was up in the air and the staff was up there, God's power is with the Israelites, and they were pushing the Amalekites away. But after a while, it's just like you guys, arms started getting tired, huh? Are your arms tired yet? Keep them up there. Yeah. Well, after a while, Moses' arms got tired too, and they started to sag down, and pretty soon they came down. And you know what? When his arms came down, so did his staff, and the children of Israel, they started losing the battle with the Amalekites. So he put his arms back up, and he put them back up there as long as he could. And as long as his arms were up there, the army of the Israelites were winning. But again, his arms would get tired. Well, fortunately for everybody, including Moses, he had a couple friends with him. One was his brother Aaron and another cool dude named Hur. And they went and found a rock, set it up so that he could sit on it. And Aaron stood on one side and Ur stood on the other side and they held his arms up. And they held it up there all day long. And sure enough, true to God's promise, they chased those bullies away. Are your arms tired yet?
No.
No? All right, we got some good Moseses here. Okay, you can put your arms down and fold them together. Close your eyes, we'll have a little prayer. Dear Jesus, we thank you for these wonderful Bible stories that help us to understand how things were with your people, the Israelites. Thank you for the offering that's been collected for the children's education so that more children can learn these stories. Thank you now for this beautiful Sabbath day. We say this and ask in your name. Amen.